WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
All this week, we're revisiting StoryCorps in Chicago, where thousands of people have shared their stories. Many were couples. A few years ago, freelance journalist Ariana Hermosillo boarded a bus from Chicago to Alabama. She was covering a group headed to protest anti-immigration legislation. While on the bus, Ariana interviewed a man around her age. His name was Irakira Picon. On their first date a few months later, Irakira opened up about his life.
We talked about a lot of things, and I think one of the things that I'm pretty sure I told you was about my immigration status, about me being undocumented on the first date. What did you think about that? Like, did it make you feel apprehensive about dating me?
No, it didn't make me apprehensive. I had very close friends throughout my childhood and into high school that were undocumented. It was almost like, oh, I know what that means, but I had never lived it, and I think I didn't realize that I would start living some of that indirectly through spending time with you.
I've been working as an immigration attorney, and so given my immigration status, you've mentioned to me that sometimes you're scared or you're sort of nervous when I go to immigration court or when I go to ICE.
Because I imagine you going in there and talking smack and just kind of standing up for your clients and standing up for yourself. And given the current political climate, I just imagine you saying the wrong thing and just sending like a flag or a signal to them to look a little bit into your history. And
yeah.
I also just worry for you and your emotional well-being and stability.
Yeah. I think earlier on, it was definitely weird. It was very surreal. It's weird to be undocumented. It's weird to have a law license. It's strange to be able to walk in those buildings, those offices with somebody else who's your client who also is in the same situation and to, you know, be able to advocate for them. It was a strange feeling. Sometimes I'm curious if they know who I am, if they know about my status. But it's nice when you can help a client and it's nice when you can leave there with your client and not get detained. Yeah, I think it's a very strange sort of situation to be in every time I go in there.
Yeah.
In terms of sort of the next steps, we've been together for 5 years. I love you so much, and I thank you for everything. You've been very supportive and very caring. In so many ways. And I can't wait to build a longer future with you. With that being said, Ariana Noemi Hermosillo, will you marry me?
Ay, chulo. Ya sabes que sí.
Good. I'm glad. I hope it fits.
It does. It does.
That's Irakira Picon and Ariana Hermosillo at the Chicago StoryCorps booth in 2018. They married and recently celebrated their third wedding anniversary. During its 8 years in Chicago, the StoryCorps booth was the site for 9 wedding proposals. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.